Howdy, neighbors. Good morning, everybody. Ron Hayes, Radio Oklahoma Network. Checking agricultural news up next.
Register now for the 24th annual No-Till on the Plains Winter Conference, January the 28th and 29th in Wichita, Kansas. This year, featured speakers include Dr. Daphne Miller, Jason Mock, Steve Groff, and Lauren Steinlegie. Pre-conference events include Fundamentals of Soil Health Workshops and Advanced Symposium with John Kemp and Michael Phillips. Early registration discounts are now open. Scholarships are available for women and people of color. Visit www.notill.org for all of the details.
The Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association is the trusted voice of the Oklahoma cattle industry. Executive Vice President Michael Kelsey says they'll have a strong presence at the state capitol this year.
OCA is an organization working for cattle producers. So if there's an issue that's touching their business, then we're going to be involved in it. We're going to make an effort to be at the table to advocate on their behalf.
Find out what's going on at the Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association by following them on Facebook or go to their website, www.okcattlemen.org.
Before this day is out, at the 2019 National Association of Farm Broadcasters annual meeting, we'll have had the opportunity to talk with literally dozens of newsmakers from around the world and across a wide spectrum of issues. One of the topics that we heard talked about yesterday by former Secretary of Agriculture Tom Vilsack of the Obama administration, who now works for the dairy industry, the worry that the dairy industry has with the variety of beverage products sitting right next to real dairy milk that call themselves milk, even though they don't have anywhere close to the nutritional value of the real thing. The amazing thing about this is that there's a rule on the books that FDA simply is not enforcing.
I think the concern we have with plant-based is a simple one, and that is that they continue to use the term milk. And the reason they do is because there is a certain connotation of nutritional value commensurate with that term milk. The reality is they can't actually match up against real milk. They don't have the vitamins, they don't have the minerals, they don't have the amino acids, they don't have a nutritional composition that's equal or better. The industry has asked the FDA to enforce the rule that's on the books that suggests that the term milk should only be used if it comes from an animal and not from a plant. The FDA has been aware of the rule. Their response is, we don't have the resources to enforce it, which I don't find particularly persuasive. If you don't have the resources, then take the rule off the books. But if it's on the books, it's your job to enforce it.
Former USDA Secretary Tom Vilsack. Also had the chance to talk animal ID with Chelsea Good, lobbyist for the Livestock Marketing Association here in Kansas City. Chelsea indicates that while USDA has backed off for now their timeline on making a switch from those metal tags to electronic ID, she's convinced it's going to come back in some form or fashion.
USDA posted a timeline this spring that would have moved to require official identification on those currently covered animals to go to electronic ID by 2023. Kind of a stair-step timeline, getting away from those metal bright tags and moving to electronic ID. That timeline's been pulled back. USDA does have new information on their website, which essentially states that that timeline no longer represents agency policy. They still want to move towards electronic ID. That is still the goal of USDA. But what they plan to do is they plan to repropose some sort of a timeline moving to electronic ID and provide industry additional time and opportunity to comment on that proposal.
Livestock Market Association lobbyist Chelsea Good. You've got farm news on Ron.
Midwest Farm Shows produces both the Oklahoma City Farm Show held in April and the Tulsa Farm Show in December. This year, the 26th annual Tulsa Farm Show will be held December 12th, 13th, and 14th at River Spirit Expo on the Tulsa State Fairground. As Oklahoma's largest indoor farm show with over 400,000 square feet of exhibits, the Tulsa Farm Show is a great place to show off your product or service to the public and farm and ranch community. For more information, call 507-437-7752. Midwest Farm Show is a proud sponsor of the Ron Hayes Daily Farm and Ranch email.
Reporting from Kansas City, I'm Ron Hayes.